that's pretty good. Now she thought, now if the old guy killed with her, she'd write a book on it.
Other towns around here? Roseland was the last.
Yeah, one. Roseland. Well, let's see. Jip. Used to be a little store by the name of Jip. And
that's done, huh?
Yeah, it's the same past. Yeah, there better be no. Yeah, that's all I can think of, just offhanded.
Say, what would you call a female dog?
Well, a Jip.
That's a Jip, too. Huh?
Yeah, a Jip or a bitch. Let them go on a bitch, but really a Jip was.
It's interesting to me to learn about some of these little towns that have died. Thomas used to be little, huh? Custer was the big one?
Yeah. Thomas used to be back out this way. Now they've changed the site of Thomas even. And they've moved it just a little ways. And yeah, there wasn't hardly anything at first start with, of course. But then they've got a lot better trade territory. And Custer was the leading town of the two till that bridge went through there. And then, of course, Thomas grew, and Custer too close to Clinton. Thomas had got the best trade territory up there, the best land around and all. So, Custer there. And it depends a good deal on your merchants. If they hang together and ready to promote, and we got a bunch of fellas up here that was too greedy for their sales, you know, wasn't in favor of nothing. They'd rent up buildings and store stuff in it and to keep a store out, you see, and they'd kill your town. But we're coming back a little, but not much. So,
boy, that's sad when that happens.
Yeah,
when
right.
You get those people that think they can monopolize it and run it as a plantation.
Yeah, that's right. They just, some of them old fellas died off. Now the youngers are taking over, and they'll work up there for a week before Christmas, of decorating that town up and decorating the windows and putting up a Christmas tree and things like that. You know, and each year they'll buy an extra scene of some sort, like reindeers and a sled. They had a reindeer and six, or had a sled and six reindeers up there at the north part of town on the, where you could see it when you went through there on the highway, and had it lit up, you know, and left it there for about 10 days. Christmas time is really pretty. Yeah, and there's different things that they've done in the last two or three years. Each year they do a little bit more. And we've made a scene down there at the church for the last 3 years, and with a light shining on, had stalk in there, you know, and Joseph and Mary in the manger and all things like that. And there's quite a little bit of work that goes on up there about Christmas time.
Yeah, that's good, but it's all uphill now. That
there's three of us that bought this scene there at the church to start with, and then they've been adding to it a little bit, you know. We go up, I take hay up there, and that stuff, we build a little barn each time. And Raymond Lighty up here in Champlain Stations, they usually do most of the work. And I'll take the stuff up there, and we'll scatter hay around there like just like a regular barn. And it really looks nice.
Oh, I was going to ask you about Thomas. What did they do, move it up to the railroad?
Yeah, they moved it. See, them railroads had come through here in the early day. And, well, for instance, Independence was all northwest of Custer, about 6 or 7 miles, or 7 or 8. Well, if the fellas in old Independence would have chipped in enough money, they would have brought that railroad up by that town, you see.
Oh.
Well, they wouldn't do it, so they come in through Custer, you see. Them railroad fellas are pretty slick. And so up yonder, they had quite a fuss over the railroads. Now up at Thomas, when you come into Thomas, there's two railroads coming into Thomas, one on each side of the railroad. And they come down to right out north here, and they had a dispute over the highway, over the right-of-way, and them, both of them railroads run on the same track from north of Custer to almost Clinton. And then they spread back out, you see.